Ever get that feeling like you're glued to your screen, maybe working late, and your houseplant is looking a little too perky? What if it knew, somehow, that you needed a break?
Interesting, right?
That's the kind of mind-bending idea we're digging into today, right?
Yeah, it really makes you wonder, doesn't it?
It does!
We often surround ourselves with plants for their calming influence. But this research goes a step further. Can they actually reflect our well-being, even give us feedback?
Right. It's not just about having a bit of greenery around. It's about this two-way communication. So we're diving into this research paper, Tranquility at Home, Designing Plant-Mediated Interaction for Fatigue Assessment. I'll admit, the title alone had me hooked.
Yeah, very catchy.
It is.
It's an intriguing concept, for sure.
Yeah.
The researchers started with a problem many of us can relate to, especially these days, burnout.
Mm-hmm.
They were particularly interested in how our home environments, increasingly intertwined with technology, could be redesigned to combat this.
Makes sense. Our homes have practically become extensions of our digital lives, haven't they?
They really have, yeah.
So instead of another app notification telling us to step away from the screen, the solution could be growing right in our living rooms.
Exactly. And the researchers were very deliberate in their approach. Instead of just relying on more screens or wearable tech, they wanted to tap into something more organic, more naturally integrated into our surroundings.
Hence the plant. I mean, it's brilliant when you think about it. We already associate plants with tranquility, with a slower pace of life. But how do you actually bridge that gap between feeling fatigued and, say, your Monstera needing a bit more sunlight?
Well, that's where things get really clever. They developed a system that basically translates your fatigue levels into variations in the plant's light exposure.
Okay, so walk me through this. How does it actually work? Is my plant about to start sending me smoke signals?
Not quite smoke signals. It all starts with something you probably don't even realize you're doing, blinking.
Blinking? You're telling me my houseplant knows how tired I am just by how often I blink?
In a way, yes. Our eyes are surprisingly expressive.
Yeah.
It turns out that when we're tired, we tend to blink more frequently. And this system picks up on those subtle cues.
Wow, I had no idea my eyelids were such a giveaway. But how does a plant respond to that?
That's where these special grow lights come in. They're not your average light bulbs, though. They're LEDs that can change color. And each color impacts the plant's growth differently.
Okay, so it's like a color-coded message system. My fatigued brain is starting to see the connection here. All right, so we've got color-changing LEDs, a plant that's hopefully not judging my sleep schedule too harshly, and my telltale eyelids. How does it all come together? Paint me a picture of this plant-powered feedback loop in action.
Okay, so imagine this. You're having a productive day, feeling energized, and your blink rate is nice and steady. The system picks up on that, and the plant is bathed in this gentle purple light. It's thriving, almost glowing with that color.
Okay, I have to admit, even imagining a plant glowing purple in the corner of my home office is kind of relaxing. But what happens when I hit that afternoon slump and the eyelids start drooping?
Well, that's when the light subtly shifts to blue, signaling that the plant's growth is slowing down just a bit. It's not a sudden wilt, more like a gentle visual cue that mirrors your own energy levels.
So instead of ignoring a notification on my phone, I'm going to notice that my peace lily isn't quite as vibrant as it was this morning. That's a pretty powerful connection and a lot harder to ignore.
Precisely. And here's the ingenious part. Remember those sensors we talked about? They're not just monitoring the plant, they're also sending information to a separate LED display.
So it's like a real-time mood ring for both me and the plant. I'm starting to think this is less about the plant giving me feedback and more about us having this shared experience.
That's a great way to put it. It's about creating the subtle, ambient awareness of our well-being, almost like a conversation between you and your environment. And it's all happening through the natural world, which is a key difference from, say, a flashing notification on your phone.
Right, because who hasn't just swiped away a notification telling them to take a break? But a plant, especially one that's thriving because I am taking care of myself, that feels different. It feels almost collaborative.
That's a great word for it.
Yeah.
And it taps into a deeper question. What if well-being technology wasn't about optimizing us like machines, but about creating more harmonious relationships between ourselves and our surroundings?
It's almost like this research is saying, instead of trying to outsmart our fatigue with more technology, maybe we need to reconnect with the natural rhythms around us. Learn from the plant, so to speak.
Exactly. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Is this just a fancy mood ring disguised as a houseplant?
Okay, I was thinking that, but I have to admit, you've piqued my curiosity. So what's the bigger implication here? Why are we talking about plants with sensors and color-changing lights on a show about groundbreaking ideas?
Because this research isn't just about plants. It's about reimagining how technology can help us live healthier, more balanced lives.
Yeah, yeah.
Not by adding more noise, but by creating spaces that gently nudge us back towards ourselves.
It's like you said earlier, it's about designing our environments to support our well-being. And I've got to say, that's a concept I can get behind, but are we really ready to let our plants in on our stress levels? You know, it's funny you should say that. I was just thinking, wouldn't this kind of constant feedback loop start to feel intrusive after a while? Like, I love my plants, but I don't need them staging an intervention every time I pull an all-nighter.
Right, right. That's a fair point. And it's something the researchers were very mindful of. They didn't want to create something that felt oppressive or anxiety-inducing. It's more about creating a sense of gentle awareness in the background of your life.
So not like those fitness trackers that make you feel guilty for missing your step goal, even on rest days.
Exactly. This is about working with our natural rhythms, not against them. And remember, this research focused on fatigue. But imagine the possibilities for other aspects of well-being. What if we could use similar systems to get a read on stress levels, sleep quality, even mood?
Now that you mention it, I have been meaning to invest in one of those sleep tracking mats, but a gently glowing plant seems a lot more relaxing to have in the bedroom.
And that gets to the heart of what makes this research so compelling. It's not just about the technology itself, but how we design that technology to integrate seamlessly and even beautifully into our lives.
It's like you said earlier, creating environments that support our well-being instead of adding to the digital noise we're already bombarded with. I have to admit, this deep dive has really changed my perspective. I always thought of my houseplants as more of a design element, but maybe they could be partners, in a sense.
That's a wonderful way to think about it. And it speaks to this larger movement we're seeing, a shift away from technology that demands our attention and towards technology that works in concert with our natural instincts.
It's like we're at this crossroads where we can choose to let technology dictate our every move, or we can explore these more nuanced, collaborative ways of being. And maybe water our plants a little more often.
Always good advice. This has been a truly thought-provoking conversation.
It really has. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the fascinating world of plant-human interaction. We'd love to hear what you think. Could technology like this be the key to a more balanced life? Or are we better off relying on our own intuition? Let us know your thoughts. And until next time, keep those plants thriving and those minds curious.